outreach, chiropractic, and I do some healing work, but over here on the races, it's only chiropractic because they're always on the run.
Okay. Now, Gorish, I think we talked last year. You're getting a tremendous amount of experience with multi-day running. I mean, what kind of injuries are you seeing in particular repeating themselves, or are they're always kind of unique and different?
Well, some are similar, some are different. What I've mainly seen is the consciousness of the people that have similar, if they have similar consciousness, they have similar injuries. So it's really a mind game that they're working with.
That sounds really interesting. What is it actually, what do you mean, like in similar consciousness?
Like, so if there's any issues around fear, anxiety, they'll end up holding stresses in certain patterns. Might be consciously aware of them, might not be consciously aware of them, but the ones I see that are really very little issues going on, their mind's in a really good state, and they have no issues around fear at all.
Certainly, you know, you've worked with the guys in the 3100, and I think your remarks there were these are people that at a certain point they go beyond fear and they're kind of empty vessels, or is that...
Yeah, I think they reach a point where it's either, for lack of a better word, do or die, you know. You're going to break through or you're going to break down. And once they reach that point, they make that decision. And then if they do transcend that, then they made their transcension.
Now, I know that your mission is about service, but what kind of experience do you get coming here versus, say, being at your practice or...
practice is very different. With my practice, there's a whole healing aspect to it that that's different from chiropractic, and so I don't have this isn't set up for that. This is strictly chiropractic. They get in, I do the best I can within the time allowed, and it's usually between 6.5 minutes to 10 minutes. Whereas in my office, the minimum service would be about 30 minutes, and there's a lot of the releasing in the emotional bodies, the physical, the spiritual or the mental bodies, also work with the chakra system. So it's a very much more in-depth process.
Well, do you like being here? I mean, is there a joy aspect for you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, as you know, I do my mission trip, so this is kind of like a warm-up for my mission trips, because my mission trips
are training
much more...
It's training for you.
Yeah, it's much more intense on my missions. I work from 9 a.m. to, like, 1 a.m. on my mission, so that's like my multi-day race.
You're suggesting, I think, that if a runner comes in here with a bad problem, there are sometimes it may be something that's happening inside them that you can't fix because they don't want to let go. Is that also possible?
Yeah, well, without a person letting go, it just won't happen. You know, you could try to force the issue, and if you try to force it, you might end up hurting the person because they're resisting so much. So there might be like some muscular damage or some tendon damage. But if the person's really willing to let go, the more you're willing to let go, I mean, it's universal. The more you're willing to let go, the more transformations you'll experience. Even if it's something as simple as chiropractic or something as profound as surrendering yourself to a guru.
In 6 weeks, you probably should take like a 10M, which is stronger.